Wells Fargo has been under pressure for weeks now, ever since federal regulators ordered the bank to pay a $185 million fine. Wells Fargo admitted to opening up some 2 million accounts in customers' names without their knowledge, and it fired low-level employees as a result. But at a Senate hearing on Capitol Hill, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren told the bank's CEO that wasn't enough.
And when it all blew up, you kept your job, you kept your multi-million dollar bonuses, and you went on television to blame thousands of $12 an hour employees who were just trying to meet cross-sell quotas that made you rich.
Warren told the CEO, John Stump, he should resign. Well, now he's informed the bank's board he's retiring effective immediately. Joining us to discuss this latest turn is NPR's Chris Arnold. And Chris, to start, why now?
Well, the official statement from the company says, and I'll read here, that they say John Stump has dedicated his professional life to banking, successfully led Wells Fargo through the financial crisis, and helped to create one of the strongest financial services companies in the world. Although it goes on to say, however, he believes that new leadership at this time is appropriate to guide Wells Fargo through its current challenges. Now, that's the statement, but it did seem like John Stump was trying to hang on to his job after this scandal broke. And we heard that tape in the Senate. He faced two panels in Congress with lawmakers. It was one of the rare times you had Republicans and Democrats united, sort of, you know, hurling questions at the CEO. And he was trying to make the case that, look, we fired 5,000 people. We've got rid of the bad apples. We're cleaning up this mess. But lawmakers were not really being persuaded.
And the scandal's far from over, right? There are lawsuits pending, some of those on behalf of workers right now, right? Not just customers.
Yeah, and I think that at this point, that is the most interesting part of this story to me, that when we first heard about this, it was, okay, up to 2 million customers got an extra credit card and were checking account and lapsed. That's outrageous. But as I've been reporting on this, that shifted, and the anger you heard from Elizabeth Warren, that's one thing that, look, you're scapegoating the lower level workers. In the face of that, the CEO Stump actually had his pay clawed back eventually, $41 million. That's 2 years worth of pay. So you could see there things were starting to shift. And it feels like that's the direction this scandal's going now.
You've been reporting on this for some time. What have you been hearing from Wells Fargo employees?
Well, a lot of them were saying, look, we were fired unfairly. This is not a case of just bad apples. They say we were good apples. And, you know, people have been telling me I was calling the company ethics line and saying, this is a boiler room culture. You're forcing us to sell these products. People are breaking the rules. It's unethical. I can't meet these sales quotas. Some of those people would get fired, get something that sounded bad put on their permanent record that hurt them from getting another job. And, you know, if you're calling the ethics line and you get fired, that just doesn't sound like a good culture, right?
In the meantime, the new CEO, Tim Sloan, what can you tell us about him?
Well, very quickly, he is the company's president and chief operating officer. He joined Wells Fargo 29 years ago. And I think that's going to be the big challenge to convince people, look, as this story has evolved, the culture of Wells Fargo is really a question. And can somebody who's been a part of that culture for almost 30 years be the person who's able to turn the ship around and change it?
That's NPR's Chris Arnold. Chris, thanks so much.
Thanks, Audie.